那万达不知那万达不知那万达不知那万达不知那万达不知那万达不知那万达不知那。
嗯，明白。好。
I'll begin my talk this morning by reading one of Shinran's wasan. This wasan describes a particular event in the life of his teacher, Honen Shonin. Honen is also known by the name Genku.
親鸞上人のご師匠である元空上人の生涯について親鸞上人は次の和さんを書かれたことがありました。
では一度住民合唱合唱をお願いします。元空三王の弱い無常の断り悟りつつ縁起の疎開を表して菩提の道にぞいらしめし。
Genku, at the age of 15, became aware of the reality of impermanence, manifesting a long-cherished aspiration to reject this defiled world. He entered the path to enlightenment.
Naman davits, naman davits, naman davits, naman davits, naman davits.
Morning, everyone. Once again, morning and happy Father's Day to all of the fathers who are here with us this morning. It's wonderful. I see a few fathers are able to come with their families for service, so that's wonderful. I see a few fathers whose families weren't able to make it. I know one has a family that's off in Japan at the moment, so it's wonderful to be able to spend this time with you this morning on Father's Day.
で、まあ皆さん、父の日をおめでとうございます。ここでは、お父さんの方が、何人か、ここでお参りして、誠にありがたいことでございます。
So, like a Mother's Day in May, Father's Day is one of these days in which we, celebrate our parents and express our gratitude toward them.Usually when people find out that I'm a Buddhist priest, the first question they ask me is often, were you raised as a Buddhist?I don't know why people ask me that, but they ask, oh, you know, were you raised as a Buddhist? And usually the follow-up question when I tell them that, no, actually, I grew up going to a Lutheran church every Sunday as a child, the next question is, oh, how did your parents feel about that, you becoming a Buddhist priest?
まあ私が仏教の僧侶であることを誰かがしているときは、大体両親はそう仏門に入ったのはどう思われたんですかと聞くことが非常に多いです。
And I have to be honest and say that at first they weren't particularly enthusiastic about the idea.
まあ最初はそんなに喜んではいなかったですね、正直に言いますと。
And it's been a long journey, but, in time, they've kind of come to accept this, but at first it was very, very, I think, alarming to them, because where I grew up in a small town in Minnesota, there were not a lot of other Buddhists around.
まあ私はミネソタの田舎村の育ちですから、周りに仏教徒はいなかったですね。
My parents had never really met a Buddhist, before I told them I was going to become one, or that I, you know, had embraced this teaching.
で、私が、まあ、仏教が好きと、ああいう、まあ、報告を両親にする前は、あんまり仏教と会ったことなかったですね。
Well, you know, they had, of course, met Buddhists, I'm sure, but they didn't realize it.
まあ、多分仏教とは何人か会ったことあったんですけど、まあ、多分その意識はなかったですね。
So they were concerned. They didn't know what this teaching was all about. What it meant to follow the teachings of the Buddha.You know, they probably had some ideas from what they had seen on television, shaved monks in saffron robes, people, you know, begging in Thailand or Sri Lanka.
して、まあ、仏教は、多分、まあ、テレビで見たことは、こういう、まあ、そろ、つるつる坊主にして、黄色の衣をつけて、まあ、托鉢にもらってることは、多分、それは想像したと思いました。
And so, it was, I think, against much, concern and overcoming much initial unease that they eventually supported me in my path to follow the teachings of the Buddha. And I always think about my father. My father, when I first started to talk to him about Buddhism, he had a lot of concerns. Will you have a 401k? Will you have medical insurance? You know, will you be able to buy a home? You know, what about a family? He had all kinds of concerns, very practical concerns. But in the end, he gave me the same advice that he had given me throughout my childhood, growing up, as I was an adolescent, as I was a college student. He would always quote one of his favorite writers, the mythology scholar Joseph Campbell, and he would always tell me to follow my bliss. He'd always say, well, in the end, you've got to follow your bliss. He still says that to me. Remember what I always say, follow your bliss. で、まあ、父はいろんな疑問を持ちながら、大好きな、ジョセフ・カンボルという、作家の言葉を、自分の無常の喜び、至福を追求しなさいと言いました。自分の一問最も喜ぶことを、それに従って歩んでくださいと言いました。And what this meant for my father, and what he, as he sort of expressed this to me, was if you find that one thing that you really enjoy, that you're really passionate about, and if you follow that in your life, that other doors will open up. You'll find a way to make a living. If you're really passionate about it, you'll be able to do whatever you do very well, and that you'll be able to receive the things you need in doing that.
して、まあ、最もこういう熱心で歩む道だったら、それが、まあ、よくできることはまずあって、それで何とか生活が成り立つということですね。
This is really kind of unusual advice, I think, in a lot of ways.
これはちょっと変わった、アドバイスだと思いますね。
Oftentimes we think about the messages we get from society as we're growing up and as we're choosing our careers. We're told, well, you know, you need to have financial stability. You need to, you know, make money. You need to be recognized. Maybe you need to make a name for yourself. You need to win the respect of others. All of these things we normally think about when we're choosing our careers and the kind of advice we get.
まあ、よくあるアドバイスは、とりあえずお金はどうやって儲けるとか。まあ、有名になるとか、人の周りに尊敬されるのが大切だというアドバイスがよくあると思います。
And so for my father to tell me to follow my bliss, thought that was one of the great gifts that he could give me, encouraging me to do what is true, to see the correct path, even if it goes contrary to the other messages I'm getting around me in my life.
して、まあ、社会のよくあるメッセージと正反対のことを言われても、それが、親がそういう正しい道を示すのは子供に本当にありがたい贈り物だと思います。
As I reflect on this story today on Father's Day, I think about one of the very important fathers in our Buddhist tradition.
して、今日の父の日にこの話を考えて、振り返して考えますと、私たちの教えの中の大切なお父さんの一人を、思い浮かびます。
And that's the father of Honen Shonin. Honen Shonin, I read one of Shinran's Wasan today, at the start of my talk. It's about Honen Shonin. Honen was Shinran's teacher. And we have his picture up here in the Onaijin. It's to the far left. You see there's a scroll that has seven small portraits. It's difficult to see them clearly even from where I'm standing, but if you look to the very bottom right, you'll see one that's darker than the others. Darker than the others. That is Honen Shonin, and the reason it's darker is because he's dressed as Shinran is dressed here in this larger portrait to the right of the Onaijin in the traditional robes of that period, black robes. Black robes. So Honen, like Shinran, was a Buddhist priest. He's a Buddhist priest. However, he was born into the family of a warrior clan. His father was a samurai warrior.
で、Honen Shonin は、Shinran Shonin のように僧侶の服を着て、この映像があるんですけど、Honen Shonin の実家は武士でした。侍でしたね。
And so his father was a prominent samurai. At a time when there was constant fighting and battles.
constant battles. And one night, their home was attacked.
で、法然上人は争いの多い時代に武士の家庭に生まれて、そしてある夜中にこういう攻撃が攻めてきました。
And in that battle, there was a battle that ensued right in their house. Right in their house. And Honen's father was fighting in their own home to protect his family, and he was very badly injured. And at that time, Honen himself, his name was Seishimaru.Just as Shinran, when he was a young boy, his name was Matsuwakamaru. Honen's young boyhood name was Seishimaru. And young Seishimaru, he picked up a bow and an arrow that had fallen down in the home, and he fired a shot. And he hit the attacking general right between the eyes. He was wearing a helmet, so he survived the attack, but after being hit with the arrow, he ran off with all the other soldiers.
そしてその時は、小さい聖子丸、後に法然上になるんですけど、聖子丸が矢を取って、そしてその、弓を矢を出して、そしてそういう敵合いの方に、の額の真ん中に撃ったことがあって、そしてそれによって逃げてしまいました。
At the time then, 法然 rushes to his father's side.
そして重要な怪我をしているお父さんの横に、急に行きます。
And that this was a samurai culture, so the natural thing for a son to do at that time would be to swear to avenge this attack on his father. He knew that his father was not going to survive. So the natural thing to do for a young samurai boy, he was only 9 years old, but he would have said, I vow to avenge this attack. That's the culture that they grew up in.
そしてその時は、必ず、その息子は、その武士のお父さんに、返しを誓うんですね。私は、攻めてきた人を、私が後に、また攻撃する、という約束をするんですね。
However, his father said something very interesting at this time.
しかし、お父さんは、その最後の大切な遺言を残します。
He says,I'm in great pain now from my injuries.
私この怪我が痛い。
Others who are injured must also feel this pain.
怪我する人はみんなこのような痛みを感じるでしょう。
I'm cherishing these last breaths of my life. I'm clinging on to this life.
私はこの命を恋しく思って、恋しいと思って、死にたくない。
Other people who are badly injured, surely they don't wish to die either.
そして重要な怪我をされる人は死にたくないでしょう。
Those were his last words to his son. Not, son, you must avenge my death, but all of this fighting, all it causes is more and more suffering, more and more misery.
その叩き合うことは苦しみしか生まれてこないというんですね。
Then after he passed on, Shinran Shonin describes what happened in one of his writings. It's called the Saiho Shinansho. Shinran Shonin, in his last years, he wrote a very extensive record of Honen Shonin's life and his teachings.
で、Shinran Shonin の最後の人生の最後の10年間に、Honen Shonin の人生と教えについて書くんですね。It
says after that, Honen Shonin had to leave.He had to go into seclusion, and he went into the temple, Bodaiji, that was led by his uncle, his mother's brother.
そして、王子が住職である Bodaiji というお寺に入ります。
He studied there for a number of years, and then at the age of 15, he entered Mount Hiei to become formally, to take the ordination as a monk, as a 15-year-old boy.
そして、後に、15歳の時に、比叡山で、得道するんですね。
That's the passage that I read, describing that event in Honen's life. That very crucial turn, his natural path would have been to grow up as a samurai and to fight to avenge his father.
まあ、Honen Shonin の自然な道は、武士となって、お父さんのことを忘れずに戦うことですね。
However, because of this message he received from his father, he turned from the path of fighting, from the path of conflict, he turned toward the path of
the Buddhists, the teachings of the Buddha, recognizing that everyone suffers and that everyone needs a path to liberation.
そして法然上人がみんなが苦しむからみんなのための道を求めたんですね。
And that path that he sought, that path he learned from his father, recognizing the suffering of others and seeking a path to liberation, he discovered in the 念仏。
そして法然上人はこの念仏の道で出会って、念仏はみんなが苦しみから解放できる道であると気づいたんですね。
He passed that teaching down to Shinran, and that teaching has been passed down over the generations, from fathers to their children, from mothers to their children, from all kinds of friends, within families, within friendships, within temples, down to us. And so we receive the benefit of this kind father of Honen Shonin, who knew that it was his karma to be a warrior, but chose a different path for his son. The path of peace and the path of understanding.
そしてまあお父さんがこういうカルマ、自分の業は武士であることを分かりながら、息子は違う道を歩んでほしいということの優しい法然上人のお父さんのあの御恩によって、私たちがここで念仏に出会うことがあります。
So as I gather here with all of you today on Father's Day, I remember the kindness of my own father.Who always taught me to follow my bliss. And I remember the kindness of Honen Shonin's father, who taught him to recognize that in conflict only suffering arises, and that we must seek a path of understanding and kindness, a path of bliss for all beings. And we find that in the Nembutsu.
で、私今日父の日で自分のお父さんは自分の幸せ、自分の最も喜び道を認めようと考えながら、法然上人のお父さんが、みんなが苦しむから、みんなが幸せになる道を求めようと、息子の法然上人に伝えて、そして法然上人がこの念仏の道を見つけて、私たちみんなの幸せになる、みんなの最高の喜びを見つける、お念仏の教えを説くことは、感謝する集いになると思います。
I'll conclude my talk here. I invite you to join me in 合唱。
でここで合唱。
ナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダ